Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse here with you on this Monday, and joining me is Noah Cassidy. Noah, how are you doing?
Doing pretty great. Yeah, it's a great Monday. We're going to have a good day.
Yeah, getting close to Christmas.
Well, I mean, it's basically the week of.
Yeah, that's a week leading right up to it.
We'll go ahead and get right into our Did You Know Show, though. So, you know, it is cold temperatures out.
Yes.
Probably my favorite cold treat ever is ice cream.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking when you said cold treat.
So yeah, for sure, definitely. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, it's too cold to even eat. I eat ice cream no matter what temperature it is.
All year round.
But did you actually know that in Turkey, they can make an ice cream that doesn't melt?
Huh. It can't be ice cream. That's got to be something artificial, huh?
Well, yes and no. It's still a dairy product. So basically, all right. So if maybe there's some people out there have been to Turkey. I've actually never been to Turkey, but hey, they have a whole lot of crazy cool foods. Like that's what they're really known for is their culinary arts over there.
Gotcha.
So you can indulge in a lot of like rich and foamy coffees, juicy kebabs, and lots of other things like that. But they have what's called Donnarumma, and it's also called Turkish ice cream. And it's a actual warm weather delight that's also served on a cone, just like our ice cream, but it doesn't melt. There's no melting to it. So like most ice cream, it is dairy-based, and it's actually made from goat milk, and then it's sweetened with sugar. However, there's two additional ingredients that differ from our own ice cream. Okay. What it is they have they both actually have anti-melting properties. And it's salep and mastic. Both are harvested from plants that are native to Turkey, which is why I guess we can't really make it. I guess we could ship the stuff over here. But salep is a type of flower that's made from the bulbs of a wild purple orchids that grow throughout that country. And it's also used for like milky regional drinks they have over there. Goes by the name, the same name as the stuff, which is salep.
Yeah.
So then the powder gives the Donnarumma, which is the ice cream, its thickness and helps it keep from melting. Well, that second ingredient, the mastic, it's a natural resin. It's extracted from the region's mastic trees, and it's long been used for chewing gum as well. So it's got a real chewy, thick type of texture to it.
Mm.
And it's also what they put in their own gum, obviously, and it gives it a little bit of a cedar flavor. So not only is their ice cream a little bit thicker than ours, but it's also more chewy because of the sap that goes into it. But it means that it doesn't melt.
That's crazy.
So it's still a cold treat, but it's not churned, which is what's weird. So our ice cream, you know, we churn it. It's the milk and the ice and all that stuff. What they actually do is they create it like it's taffy. Because of the sap in it, I guess, they get it real cold, and they just stretch it out and fold it over. And so they make it just like as if it was taffy, and then they just beat all the ingredients together over and over again, and then it turns into their Turkish ice cream. Yeah, that doesn't melt.
That's interesting. Yeah, I would kind of maybe want to try it. I don't think I would like it more than our ice cream, but I think it would be interesting to try it.
I'm curious of, and it doesn't say in this article, so I couldn't find it, but you ever seen those videos with the Turkish ice cream guys, and they're like messing around with the cones? Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if that's the ice cream they're serving, which is why it's so much stickier, and they can do that stuff, because I don't think you could do that with actual ice cream.
It would be harder, probably.
So that makes sense on why they can do that type of stuff. That's so funny. Those videos you're watching out there, most likely it says Donnarumma ice cream instead of our actual typical ice cream.
Yeah, that's definitely a good one. But did not know anything about that. Now, my did you know fact today. Did you know that baby blue whales gain about 8 pounds an hour?
An hour?
Yes.
Holy smokes.
So, I mean, you have to think about it. Of course, the blue whale is the largest animal in the world, and they're massive. So you have to think, they're going to put on a lot of weight, but 8 pounds an hour?
That's got to be visible. Like, you've got to be able to actually visibly watch them grow if it's 8 pounds an hour.
Yeah. So it says that in their first year of life, human babies triple their weight, but that's kind of impressive growth. It's nothing like these blue whales, which already weigh around 3 tons at birth, but they pack on upwards of 200 pounds a day, which means they bulk up at a rate of about 8 pounds an hour. And when you analyze their diet, that's when it really starts to make sense. Blue whale's diet consists of exclusively 100 gallons of its mother's milk every day. And this, so they're consuming 100 gallons of milk as they're growing.
I mean, that's just impressive, not even on the baby side, that the mom is producing 100 gallons.
Yes. And so then the blue whale's calf will stay with and nurse with its mother for about 7 months until reaching around 52 feet in length and getting to about 23 tons in weight.
Man.
So, yeah, these blue whales, they will grow very quickly, and that's a pretty crazy number.
Yeah, I mean, 8 pounds, 200 pounds a day, you've got to be able to
sit there and actually watch them grow. You just there's do no a little whale can't. Watching for an hour or two, and you're like,
and see them grow. Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
Yes, incredible stuff from these blue whales, biggest animals we have here on our planet Earth, and then learning about some ice cream over across the planet in Turkey. Pretty cool stuff.
More desert place.
Yeah.
That's why they don't want it to melt, I guess.
Right, yeah. Got to keep it cool, make sure it stays exactly how you want it as you can enjoy your sweet treat. We hope you guys enjoyed the Did You Know Show today, and come on back tomorrow for another episode.